Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Yes, sir, man. Say, I just called up there just a minute ago, man. I was online doing a survey for an iPad, and for somehow, some reason, it got mixed up and it charged me at $49 for some food stuff. And I just talked to somebody up there. He said he took me off thing. My name is Robert Mosby. I need to talk to a supervisor. He's talking about I can't. You won't refund my money. I wasn't even doing that. I was doing an iPad, and now he's telling me I got $49 charge for some food something.
To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
Yeah, 72704.
Thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
Give me one sec. And your name?
Robert Mosby.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate that account.
Yeah, he said he cleared my account, but they still charged me, man. And I ain't ordered nothing.
I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
4363 West Thrasher, Fayetteville, Arkansas, 72704.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where it looks like you had canceled out the Bites Hub Meal Plan app account earlier with
yes.
a previous representative so that there
yes.
wouldn't be any future charges. Now,
right.
I do show where you've been charged $49.89 for that
yep.
access to that meal plan app. Now, I do show that it did state in the terms and conditions that that initial charge of $49.89 was non-refundable and that we wouldn't be able to do anything off that prior charge. I do apologize.
Yeah, but that was all a misunderstanding on the online thing. That's what I'm saying. I don't want this stuff. I didn't order it. I was doing a survey for an iPad. And it said $1. It said to do $1 for the iPad thing after I did the survey. And that's what I was doing, was $1 for the iPad thing, and then it charged me $49.89, man.
Sir,
I wasn't doing no food plan. I wasn't doing no nothing.
I do show it did have these terms and conditions provided on the site at the time of purchase where you did have checked the box on the order form saying that you had read and agreed to those terms and conditions and privacy policy for that order to process through, where it did state that you'd be charged for that membership fee for the meal plan app of $49.89. And that charge would be non-refundable and that we wouldn't be able to do anything off that prior charge.
Okay, I heard that. I understand that. But what I'm trying to tell you is I wasn't even on that thing. It was an accident. It did not mean to happen.
Well, sir, unfortunately, sir, I'm not able to do anything off that prior charge.
But do you have a supervisor? Somebody
sir,
has to, huh?
My supervisor wouldn't be able to do anything off that prior charge either, sir, because it did state in those terms and conditions that it would be non-refundable for that charge, for that $49.89 for that first month's access to that meal plan app.
Wow, man. So you can't refund my money, is that what you're telling me, bro?
That's correct, sir.
Just for no reason at all, you just can't refund my money. That don't sound right to me at all, man. I ain't using it. I don't want it. I refuse it. Everything.
Was there a did state in those terms and conditions where you did have to check the box on that order form saying that you had run and agreed to those terms and conditions of privacy policy for that order to process through, where it did state that initial charge would be non-refundable for that membership fee for the meal plan app?
It was just a mistake, bro. That's all it was. And all I was asking was to get my money back for some a mistake. That was not supposed to be. It was an iPad. That's what I was trying to tell you. I don't even know where that thing popped up at. I didn't even see it. I didn't even know what it was. I was doing the iPad thing, man, from my T-Mobile service. That's all I was doing. It don't seem fair. It don't seem fair to people that, I mean, it's just a, it was just a simple mistake, man. I don't see where it came online. I was in the app for an iPad. That's all I was doing. I don't know where that other stuff popped up at. And I think it's really unfair, man.
Well, sir, these terms and conditions were able to be viewed at any time, both prior to as well as after placing the order.
It was 1 second, man. It was 1 second and it popped up, man. You got my name off of everything. Cancel my card. Cancel everything that you got about me.
Yes, sir. Right? I do show that the meal plan app account was closed with the previous representative earlier so that there won't be any future charges.
All right, man. Thanks. Bye.